Welcome to the Presbycan Daily Devotional Podcast for Thursday, June the 27th, 2024, entitled The Ticket, written by Gail Lundquist of Beaverton, Oregon, USA. I caught my breath just a little as I pulled out of my mailbox an envelope with a Portland Bureau of Transportation return address. Opening the letter, I was chagrined to find a citation for speeding. Over my many years of driving, I have received a couple of warnings and a couple of tickets for minor driving infractions, but this was my first speeding ticket. Enclosed with the citation was an undeniable photo of me at the wheel. I was caught red-handed, or heavy-footed, you might say. Though I was without excuse, I was not without recourse. I could plead my innocence before the judge, though I wasn't innocent, or I could simply pay the fine, or I could take a driving safety class and have my fine reduced. I chose the latter option, and I learned a lot of beneficial information in the process. Driving laws are intended to make our roads safer for everyone. My ticket resulted in the goal of being a more careful driver. I also learned some lessons from this experience that I can apply to my spiritual life. Firstly, just as I need to study the driver's manual to be a safe driver, I also need to read and study the Bible to learn how to live a godly life. Psalm 119, verse 11 in the New Living Translation reads, "I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you." Secondly, I couldn't hide from the radar camera. It gave indisputable proof of my guilt in speeding. Also, I cannot deny or minimize my sin. God sees into the depths of my heart, and I can't hide from Him. Psalm 139, verse 1 reads, "O Lord, You have examined my heart and know everything about me." Thirdly, I had to admit that I was guilty as charged, and face up to my deserved penalty. Likewise, I can confess my sin and repent of my wrongdoing, knowing that God will lovingly forgive me. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 reads, "But if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness." Fourthly, I owed a fine, and I had to pay it, like it or not. Also, when I sin against God or others, I must acknowledge it and accept the consequences of my actions. Romans chapter 6, verse 23a read, "For the wages of sin is death." And lastly, I was able to lessen my penalty by taking a driving safety class. By being willing to learn from my mistake, I was able to learn better driving habits. I can also learn from my sinful actions and determine not to repeat that sin. Romans chapter 6, verse 23b reads, "But the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." Let's be quick to acknowledge and confess our sin, keeping our accounts with God straight. Let us pray. Dear Father, You know our hearts, and You always know when we have sinned against You. May we be quick to confess our sin and make things right with You and others. Amen.